KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action, stories of community service from the campus of Fresno State, with host Chris Fiorentino on Fresno State Radio, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning, and thanks for joining us today. Today, we're going to be talking about a project that does pretty much what this show does. Features the stories of how Fresno State students, faculty, and staff are contributing to the betterment of our community and enhancing learning all through service. The difference is that our guests use a different medium for telling their stories of service than we do here on the radio. They use social media and the internet. So specifically, we're going to be talking today about the Stories of Service Project. And this project and my guest today feature videos and narrative stories from members of the Fresno State community who serve. And in their stories, they share the impact of their service experiences, the effect that it's had on the community, and by doing so, they're helping to inform, educate, and hopefully inspire others to serve. So with us in the studio is Ms. Melissa Jessen-Heiser. Melissa's the assistant director in the Richter Center. She's the shepherd of this Stories of Service project, and she's been a frequent guest on this show. And so welcome back, Melissa. Thanks for being here.
It's good to be back.
Melissa brought along a couple of students who've been directly involved in this Stories of Service project. The first is Ms. Alejandra Prado. Alejandra is a student leader in the Richter Center and all across campus. Actually, she is a student leader. She's been personally involved in lots of service during her time at Fresno State, and we just appreciate you being here, Alejandra.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
And our last guest is Miss Evelyn Gonzalez. Evelyn is the winner of the 2017 John D. Welty Award for Excellence in Community Service. She's absolutely tireless in her service commitment, and she's featured in one of the videos contained on the Stories of Service website. Evelyn, thanks for being here. Welcome back.
I'm happy to be back.
So, Melissa, how about we start with you? Maybe you can give us some background on this Stories of Service project.
Sure. So the Stories of Service project was developed to help tell the story of the million plus hours of service our students and faculty and staff provide to the community every year. And so those numbers kind of are like the cold facts behind something that is much more deep and meaningful to the people involved. So we really wanted to hear from students, faculty, staff, alumni who engaged in service and had ideally a transformative experience and want to share that. So through this program, they get to share the story behind the hours that they completed to really put a face to those numbers and help promote service too. So encouraging others by telling their stories. And then, of course, we love reflection as a form of learning. So it's also those who are telling their stories have an opportunity to reflect on the impact of their service.
Yeah, I think that putting a face and a story behind those, like you say, the cold numbers is so important because It's one thing to say that Fresno State does over a million hours of service, and that's great. But what does that mean? What does that mean to our students? What does that mean to our community? And how is it transforming them in one way or another?
Mm-hmm. And really get behind the why. Why are we doing this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Alejandra, before we talk to you about your involvement in this project, maybe you'd give us a little self-introduction.
Yes. So I'm originally from Visalia, California. I started Fresno State in 2012. I did my undergrad in social work and Chicano studies, and I'm currently doing my master's in higher education, administration, and leadership. And how I got introduced to service was through Alternative Spring Break in 2014, where I served with the Fresno Rescue Mission, Rescue the Children. And it impacted my life so much that I came back and continued doing volunteer work with Alternative Spring Break. And I got introduced to the Richter Center, where I became a student leader in the Ambassadors Program. And it opened my eyes to more service opportunities and introduced me to stories of service.
You became a leader, I think, in Alternative Spring Break as one of the project leaders, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, you're also now a leader with student involvement, correct?
Correct, yeah. So I did my leadership in the ASB program and also incorporated like social media in there as well.
Yeah. So how did you get involved in this project, the Stories of Service project, and what is your role?
So through the Ambassador program, well, Melissa, our advisor, she introduced me to the California Campus Compact Community Engagement Student Fellows. So I was a student fellow in the fall for 2017. But the Story of Service is part of the ambassadors that we help promote service on campus, and we serve as a liaison to promote volunteering and civic engagement.
And California Campus Compact is a statewide organization that is promoting community engagement, civic education, community service amongst colleges across the state of California. They're affiliated with the National Campus Compact organization, but they have this fellows program. You want to describe that just briefly, if you would?
So myself and another Richter Center student leader in a different program, we were co-fellows for this student fellowship, and we helped promote volunteering opportunities through social media. So my project was the Service Stories website, which we launched last fall. And I helped with coding and cross-posting on social media and the website.
And you actually have a narrative story on your service experiences featured on the Stories of Service site. I think it was one of the first ones probably that we had in hand, if you will. Maybe you tell us a little about your story of service that's posted on there.
Yeah, so my story of service was about my first experience during Alternative Spring Break in 2014. And I talked about my experience during the service project in the spring semester and how it changed my entire course of higher education. So it kind of led me to where I am today in my master's of higher education and really brought that service passion back to my life.
So you say it really transformed and changed your trajectory in college. Can you describe where were you headed before and what was the shift that you made?
So my undergrad, I started with Chicano studies as a major. And when I got involved with Alternative Spring Break, I discovered that I had a passion for service. And it led me to change my major or add additional major, which would be social work. So I finished with social work and got the opportunity to be involved with student involvement and the Richter Center ambassadors. And it opened my opportunities to work at the student involvement office, which led me to learn about the HEAL program and apply for my master's.
Yeah. Do you think that there was something in particular about the service that really changed your outlook on what you wanted to do, or was it just the overall experience?
A little of both. So the experience that I had serving with fellow ASBers, they really pushed me. I was able to learn more about their service stories and know about what brought them to the program. So they were from different majors. So it was a diverse student group.
So you got inspired by other stories, just like you're trying to do now through the Stories of Service project.
Yes, in a way, I'm trying to share their stories so others can be connected and wanting to do more service.
Great. Evelyn, let's bring you in here. Like Alejandra, maybe you'll start with a little self-introduction.
My name's Evelyn Gonzalez. I am a sociology major, Spanish minor, and humanics scholar. I am a Richter Center student ambassador, and I also just finished an internship with the Art of Life Cancer Foundation here in Fresno.
Yeah, I know they are very sorry that you are finished with your hours there. They loved you there. And you're getting ready to graduate this year?
Yes, I am.
Sadly, that I know that probably brings tears to Melissa's eyes, but we've been lucky enough to have you on our campus for several years now. And I think, as I introduced you in the beginning, you've been tireless in your commitment to service. You started as a freshman and have continued all the way through. And that led to you receiving this little award, the John D. Welty Award for Excellence in Community Service. And I know that's a pretty prestigious award. We've talked to past award recipients. Maybe you'll tell us a little about that award and what it recognizes.
So the John D. Welty Award is for Excellence in Community Service, and it's presented to students here at Fresno State. And the award is just to show how Dr. Welty and his 22 years of commitment here at Fresno State and how he was really involved in the community and service. And I guess I won the award just because I do show that commitment both to my community here on campus and outside, the community of Fresno. And part of the reason why I won the award was because I did over 1,000 hours of community service.
Yeah, and that was just in that one period of time, I think. You know, Dr. Welty did have this strong commitment to service that really laid the groundwork for everything that's happening now on this campus. In fact, it was John Welty who had this vision of the university providing 1 million hours or more of service every year to the community. We all thought he was crazy when he proposed it, but you're an example of that legacy. And I think that, you know, I really appreciate everything you've done. And I think this is a way for the campus to recognize that commitment in a really profound way. And so congratulations on that award. I know it came with a little educational stipend, and I'm sure that helps, no doubt about it. Being such a service rock star, it's natural that you'd be part of the Stories of Service project. So maybe you can tell us a little about your story of service.
Yes. So my story of service, the one that we were going to be mentioning in the video, it actually started my first ever class year at Fresno State. service learning class, sociology 3. And it was with Dr. Janine Nkosi. I think she opened my eyes to a service learning because I always had volunteer in Mendota and the community food bank, but I never really understood why we do service. It was just like, it was a requirement.
You just did it.
Yes. Yeah. And then going into the class, I was like, okay, it's an S class. Okay, it's going to be a requirement. But I fell in love with service. I really did. It was just because she was able to take the service and actually teach us what it meant. And we were able to pick the issue we wanted to. And in our class, we had different group projects, but the one that really launched off was food insecurity. And I was one of the main students in that group. And I think the reason why I took so much initiative was because I did come from Mendota and there was a lot of food insecurity. And what I thought before was just being poor. It was something more than that. So I think because of her and her passion for also for service learning and just giving that onto her students, I think we all took away from that and I just got open to a different world and I haven't stopped since.
Yeah. Janine is definitely one of those people who inspire others. Obviously, she helped inspire you, but you know, you took off and flew right away. You helped form this Fresno State Food Recovery Network. We featured that program on a previous Fresno State Service in Action show. I'd encourage anybody who's listening to go back to the podcast and take a listen to that. And I know that you've talked to me about that story and how, you know, that really launched you into so many other things later on down the road, including service here locally and internationally. You've been a part of a couple of international service projects. Maybe the video that you have and that you did is about 2 minutes long. And while the listeners can't see the visuals, at least not over the radio, I'd encourage everybody to take a look at the video online and we'll give you that site in a second. But I think playing the audio for everybody can give them an idea about your story and what these stories really help to share with the folks who are out there. So take a listen.
I think everyone should take a service learning class just because it brings, like, I guess the light to community service and like the reality to what's actually happening outside the school walls, because we don't see it. The two main service learning classes I've taken is SOSH 1. And that's just a basic service learning class, but that's the one that introduced me to why I love community service now. And then right now I'm taking Sociology 150T, and that's social foods. So we are interacting with the community, working with the Food Recovery Network, which was actually made by my SOSH 1 class my freshman year. And I was the president, and we actually made this Food Recovery Network to help reduce food waste and hunger. I'm here on campus as well as in the community. I always did community service in high school, but not like this one. This one hit the heart. So when you actually take a service learning class and you get out there like to like the last, I guess, developed areas here in Fresno, you're gonna see the reality that's actually going on. And you can bring in your major and like your political science. Like, what can we do in politics that help this, you know? Like math, what can we do with these children to get them into math, a higher education, and not have them in the streets? There's many Boys and Girls Clubs that actually need help, and there's a lot of community service, and a lot of people that are willing to take more students with a lot more knowledge other than just sociology, because we see that a lot as sociology students. That's what we look for. But there's other majors that should take those classes and have like their eye openers. Sometimes community service doesn't have to be you going out there. Sometimes we have service days here on Fresno, just planting a tree so you can go out there and they're a resource. And maybe you want to talk to them and how we present to your class and be like, hey, can we start a service learning class? That's going to be your difference. You can make that difference. Like, hey, professor, like, can we make this a service learning class? And it's simple as that.
I love that video. We're going to post a link to that video on our Facebook site at FS Service in Action. And so that's a great place to go. We'll have some of the links up there too. But Melissa, that video and really the others that are up on the Stories of Service site, they're really high quality. And they were actually created through another service effort here at Fresno State, the MCJ 118S or Service Learning Class. Maybe you can talk just a little bit about that project and about some of the other videos.
Sure. So as you mentioned, it's a MCJ class, a service learning class. So the students in that class are learning how to make videos. And the way that they learn is through hands-on experience, which is the service learning component. And so over the course of 2 semesters, a couple of groups of students made 10 videos for us. They are, as you mentioned, really high quality.
Yeah.
Great stuff. At some point, we should get the students from those service learning groups to tell their service story and just get like really meta students telling their service story about collecting service stories. But yeah. The videos feature current students as well as alumni and talk to folks from all different backgrounds, yeah. different majors. So we really start to see a picture of the variety of service opportunities and that it's not just relegated to like one specific area. It's not just the helping industry or the helping fields like teaching or social work, as Alejandra mentioned, that are focused on this stuff, but it's students from all across the campus.
The class, Candace Egan, is the faculty member who teaches that course. And Candace has actually been featured on the Fresno State Service in Action show as well. I think the great thing, like you say, there's just a diversity of students. We've got mm-hmm. some alumni from back when they came to school here in the 90s that are telling their service story, as well as current students. And they've just done a really wonderful job. They're all very short and about 2 to 2.5 minutes long, I think all of them mm-hmm. are. Alejandra, who are a few of the other people that are featured on the Stories of Service, whether they be these videos or some of the narratives that you have up there?
In the website, we have some narratives and some videos that are from, like Melissa mentioned, Fresno State students and alumni. We have some coming up that are based on their stories from Fiji, from studying abroad. I believe we have Daniel Ward. We have Mala Singh that will be coming up very soon. And she talks about her service in alternative spring break as well. And other stories that involve like the Richter Center student leadership positions and their first involvement in service.
Yeah. And what if there's a current student or an alum or a faculty or a staff member who has their own story of service and they'd like to share it? Can anyone submit a story for consideration?
Yes, we actually welcome everybody to submit their stories if they are wanting to share it. They can just go to the website at FresnoStateStoriesOfService.org. And there is a little tab that says share your story. And it's just a few questions, nothing too out there. About like where they served, what the service meant to them, and some of the reflection about their service.
Yeah, the narratives can be relatively short, right? And so that's FresnoStateStoriesOfService.org.
Yes, yeah. Correct.
Again, we'll have that URL posted up to our Facebook site for the show. Alejandra, your service to help get this program rolling, what have you gained from it?
I gained a lot of experience, especially working with the website alone. I've never done any website working or even formatting, coding, or listening to stories and making it like flow correctly. So editing.
Mm-hmm.
So it helped me gain a lot of knowledge and working on my like written skills, as well as the social media. So cross posting to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and making sure to have all the correct information and just revising all the information.
Yeah. So a lot of electronic communication experience, as well as just that organizational experience mm-hmm. that comes with helping to lead a program like this, I'm mm-hmm. sure. So Melissa, I know you've had a chance to work with an awful lot of the students that are featured on the Stories mm-hmm. of Service page. I'm wondering, from your perspective as a staff member, somebody who's worked with college students for a number of years now, what do you think the most important things that come out of these stories are? What's been the most important facet of it for you?
I think it really is providing space for people to access their voice and share their point of view, and specifically as related to their college experience and what has been meaningful for them, giving them the space to reflect on that. I know I enjoy reading the stories and just seeing those little moments of transformation, whether it be a specific interaction with somebody they served or just getting a new perspective about an area of our community or an issue that they're working on. For those million hours of service, there are probably 100 million instances, right, that have meaning behind them. Somebody getting a smile for the first time or shifting a point of view. And so this gives us a little glimpse into that. And I think gives us a greater picture of what our Fresno State community is doing.
You know, you said give students the space to utilize or exercise their voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes when we say things like that, we hear that and we kind of have processed it. But I think it's important. Students, right? I mean, ladies, you sit in class and you're the passive recipient so many times mm-hmm. of all this great knowledge and wisdom from textbooks and the faculty members who are lecturing. And not very often are you asked, what do you think? What do you feel? What's your expertise? What is your experience? And what can you share with others? What can you teach others? And I think that giving our students that space really is very important to help them learn that their story, their experience, their wisdom is important.
Mm-hmm. One of the questions we ask in the submission part is, what impact did you have on the community? And I think just asking that question and having people reflect on that makes them acknowledge their own agency. So an 18-year-old, Evelyn was mentioning, it was her freshman year, she started the Food Recovery Network. A lot of people think these kids don't have a lot of agency to change the world yet. They have to wait till they have their degree and they're a professional. But they're already making impacts, and we give them the opportunity to recognize that.
Absolutely. I mean, that Food Recovery Network, Evelyn, that you helped start has accessed literally tons of food that would have otherwise gone into refuse, at completely edible, and turned it around and made it accessible to those who are food insecure through places like the Community Food Bank or the Bulldog Pantry or other kinds of locations. So really making a huge difference in our community, both in terms of environmental sustainability kinds of issues, but certainly in terms of hunger and food insecurity. So I would agree that agency, their ability to make a difference. Evelyn, I think we're going to give you the last word here. You're getting ready to graduate pretty soon now. What's service meant to you during your college years? And what would you say to anybody listening about why they should get involved in service?
I think it goes back to what Melissa said. Service allowed me to not only voice my opinion, but also make a change. And it's true, not a lot of people take you seriously. Like they say, you're just a college student. But when someone really wants you to be there and they thank you for every second that you volunteer with their agency or that smile you give them, one, it changes your life around you. Like, they are grateful for what I am doing, even if it's the smallest thing. And second is, I see an issue in my community, I want to change it. Or why is my community this way? I think service allows you to explore. Just like Alejandra said, she changed her major. She now is in student affairs. So I feel like it allows you to explore anything you want. Or if you ever had a second thought of your major, you can go volunteer somewhere where you might like it.
Yeah. Or to get experience in the major that you've already chosen.
Yes, of course. And I am graduating now. And I think I was talking to Melissa literally today about it. And I look back and I don't know where I would have been without service. When meeting my friends that were also student leaders, I think we created that bond, especially at the Richter Center. We're a family there. It's a big heart. And I think also just growing professionally with the humanic students. I think service had the biggest impact in my career. And I feel like because of it, I am seen a different way for my peers. They look up to me. And I also recognize where I need to be in the future and what I can do. And I recognize my abilities now.
And I know that your service story is not over, because when you do graduate, you're going to go take a position through the Newman's Own Foundation, doing a year of service, correct?
Yes. And I have chosen where, but it's still a secret.
Oh, it's still a secret. All right, good. Well, I'm glad, because I might have let the cat out of the bag if you didn't tell me that. So, you know, I know that, like I say, your story of service is not over. And Alejandra, I'm sure that yours is not. And you're going to be, I think, lifelong contributors to our communities wherever you end up putting your roots. And I think that's a wonderful thing. We're preparing students for lifetimes of civic engagement. You know, it's so much fun to do this program, because I get to help bring all of these stories, just like you are all doing, to folks out there in the community who have no idea. They don't hear these things about Fresno State. The Stories of Service Project is special because it shares those kinds of stories in a really unique way and a format. So I really very much encourage everybody listening to take a look at that Fresno State storiesofservice.org site. Go to our Facebook site at FS Service in Action site and take a look at those stories. We'll link them up there. And our time is up. I want to give one last thanks to our guests, Melissa Jessen Heiser, Alejandra Prado, and Evelyn Gonzalez. And of course, thank you to all of you for listening. You're the reason we do this show, and we appreciate you being with us every week. So tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for another Fresno State Service in Action program on KFSR. We are Fresno State Service in Action, and we are on the air at 90.7 FM, and we're streaming worldwide at kfsr.org. Thanks, and have a great day.
KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action every Sunday morning at 11. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.